Here we are talking to Hawthorn captain Luke Hodge on the AFL Captain's Day. Luke, I know footballers take one week at a time as the footballer's mantra, but you've got the 7 weeks from hell to start the season. Is there a feeling in the club that you are looking at that 7 weeks as some sort of block and where you want to be at the end of it?
No, not really. I guess you can't look too far ahead of yourself. I guess it is a tough block to start, but look, it gets you sort of know where you're at after you play the better side. So look, it's a it starts with the good old rivalry with Geelong on Easter Monday.
In the review of last season, is there a feeling that you might have peaked maybe in the Collingwood game and you popped off the ball those last 2 weeks?
Yeah, well, as I said, the timing's at times a huge thing in football. If you're not playing your best footy right when it counts, you're going to miss out. And I guess if you look, we played some great footy round against Sydney, West Coast and Collingwood. Against Sydney, West Coast and Collingwood, we played some really good football. And then obviously the Adelaide game was disappointing from how we went about it. We just got over the line, and then the Sydney game, well, we only lost by 12 points, but we were a long way off the football we know we can play.
Talk about premiership windows. Is there a feeling in the group that you're still in your prime?
Oh, 100%. We've got a lot of confidence in our group, but I think the premiership window is gone as far as the talk of it, because there's now free agency. You can go and poach players from other clubs, and it's not so much a rebuilding thing anymore. You can get players through the draft, through free agency, through trading. So it's a lot easier now for players to move from club to club, which there goes. Teams don't have to bottom out these days. You can have a window, and Sydney's proven that by poaching other players from other clubs, that they've been able to maintain a very good side for a number of years.
Can we expect a different game plan this year, or have you just tinkered with it over summer?
No, I think you've always got to be tinkering with it here and there. I think a lot of clubs do that. I guess that's what the NAB Cup's about. So I'd say it'll be similar, but if you don't keep staying ahead of the game, you're gonna fall behind. So there'll be little tweaks here and there to it, but I don't think a hell of a lot's different.
And do you think you got more depth this year than last year?
Yeah, we've got a lot of young kids coming through. We've got Bradley Hill, I thought, has played some really good NAB Cup games. And also, the first year, Jed Anderson. I think he's going to be a quality player. He has a crack. He's only a small fella, but he goes and gets his own ball and he works hard, which is great.
Okay, look, good luck. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, Tat.